everybody, and welcome to the Wake Up Call again. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Call. Tonight, we're going to talk about a few things. The last time I was on was Thursday, and I did the 9/11 show on Thursday, so I'm sure there's a few things I still want to touch up on before I close that out, but I'm not going to spend the whole show on it. After that, I'm going to get into vaccines a little bit, and I'm going to actually touch on a little bit of the things I heard Justin touching on the end about Bill Gates. I had a couple things I wanted to say about Bill Gates, actually. When you start talking about the vaccines, his name is pretty much goes hand in hand with that, since he is pretty much funding most of it. Okay, last week on Thursday, we did a special show on the 9/11. And, I talked about a lot of things that a lot of people here might not have ever heard before. And for anybody that didn't hear some of the things we went over, I made some discoveries about 9/11 that pretty much go against everything the truth community and anybody else has ever said. And that is that, you know, those buildings were actually built for the intention of being knocked down 30 years later. They were actually hollow throughout most of the building. There was actually no floors, and I can prove this in so many ways. And we went over all that last week. We're not going to go over it all again. What that means is there was nobody in there. There was nobody in there when those towers came down on September 11th. All the people you see, all these families and everything, it's all actors. And so much of it has been staged. All the memorials have been photoshopped. The firefighters were photoshopped, made on a computer. They literally took one image and made two people out of it, and they did this over and over and over and over and over again. They were all photoshopped. For anybody that missed it, first of all, we do have the archive up. I'll tell you about that after where you can find that. And I do have a paper that I wrote on it that goes into it in great detail. But basically, it boils down to this, to sum it up, not that, it does it any justice to sum it up shortly, but, without going over the whole thing again. Those buildings were built 30 years ago with the intention of bringing them down on 9/11. I don't know, if they had the exact date picked out 30 years ago, but that was the plan, to bring them down so many years later. Everything about it is a myth. The whole story about how those are the busiest office buildings in the world, that was all a myth. We went over all of this, okay? They were never more than like 25 to 35% full. They just simply weren't. And if you look at the occupancy report, it's just a total fudge job, the whole thing. The whole thing's a fudge job, okay? There's so many discrepancies in there. Companies that are there that aren't in the occupancy report, and mostly companies that are in the occupancy report that aren't there. And, it's just a whole fudge job. And then you're supposed to believe that in 2000, 2001, the occupancy went from about 25 to 35% all the way up to about 95%, okay? All those floors in the impact zone, and we went over all this, all those floors didn't even have elevators going to them, okay? From 79 to 100, the elevators did not even stop. So how did these thousands and thousands and thousands of people get to their job? Did they walk up all the freaking stairs? Did they stop at 78, get out, and then they walk up 20 flights of stairs? I mean, come on. We posted pictures of the hollow towers in 1972 or 71. I think it was 72. And you can see right through the building. You can see through the whole building. And then later, 6 years later, the way they tried to cover this up, they tried to cover it up with some shutters. They built shutters up the side of the building, blocking out the sunlight, and you can clearly see it. You can clearly see when it stopped halfway that right above that, you can again see that the floors are hollow. You can see right through. There are no floors. We went over how the Israeli, it turns out I was mistaken, it was Vienna. Vienna art students were on the 91st floor, and they actually staged the jumpers. Everything you saw the jumpers do that day, these art students were staging months before. They even had a helicopter flying by filming them doing this. doing the same motions, taking their clothes off, waving their shirt around. There's diagrams of this. There's pictures of their floor being gutted. The company they share the floor with is not there. Most of the people that died on 9/11, two of the biggest companies, Cantor Fitzgerald and Marsh McLennan, okay, just between the two of them, they lost 1,016 people. Well, they were on those floors that don't exist. Those floors aren't there. You can see with your own eyes that the floors aren't there, okay? You can see with your own eyes that those floors aren't there, and those companies are registered as being there, okay, at that time, and the floors are not there. The elevators do not stop there. The Vienna art students even stated that the 10 floors above them, and they were on the 91st, and those companies would be right above them, the 10 floors above them were hollow. They talked about it, and they had diagrams showing them throwing people off the balcony, just like the jumpers. It was all a big hoax. And so was a lot of the truth movement. I'm not going to say everybody. There are some genuine people in the truth movement. I know there's actually a lot of them that work here at this radio station. But there's a lot of people that are frauds. And most of the people that you know by name, that are famous, that are out there. And I'm not just trying to make a stereotype and saying every famous truther is bad. But you really need to look. Don't just go on your gut. I mean, you got to look into all of them. You really do. Look into their past a little bit. You have a computer. Dig into them, because most of them are frauds. And what they were there to do, as crazy as this sounds, they were there to reinforce the government story. And the way they did that is by pushing the story that something actually happened that day. There was not a terrorist attack on September 11th. And I know that sounds wild and crazy to some of you. For those that do, listen to the archive of my last show or read the paper I wrote on it. There is mounds of evidence of this now. Mounds of evidence, okay? There was nobody there. Those buildings were empty. There might have been a few stuntmen in there to stage the jumpers, and then they got out. And that would have been the only people in the building if anybody was in there. They even had smoke pipes built in to put off artificial smoke. And then when you think about it now, that's why there was no debris that day. Think about the debris pile. And know what you're going to say. You're going to say, oh, they destroyed the crime scene. They melted it down. They built Navy ships out of it. Yada, yada, yada. Shipped it to China. No, that's bullcrap. All right? Look at some pictures from September 11th, okay? In the afternoon. Right after this supposedly happened. The debris's already gone. What, did they ship it out within an hour or two before they even looked for bodies? They had dump trucks coming in, shipping it out? Come on, man. No, they didn't. And it was easy to look past all of this. And it was easy to give our faith into certain leaders of the truth community. We're not going to get into naming specific people tonight. That'll be a different time. But there's just a whole bunch of them. And now the way they do it is they, you know, they have us so busy fighting about who did this. None of them were even having us look to see if it was even done. Okay. All those firefighters were just made up. They're made up. Now, all these families that died are entitled to all this money, $2 to $3 million. Okay. $2 to $3 million per family. I think it was actually $1 to $3 million. I think some families did get a little less than two. It was like 1.8 to like 3 million. I just want to be precise here, but it was, you know, it was a couple million dollars in most cases. And free money. Okay, 3,000 families. All they got to do is go pick it up. And you know, only like 11% of them have gone and picked this money up. I mean, isn't that absurd? Only 11% of them. That's unbelievable. And, you know, it's the same old story with all these victims, okay? Nobody can find any of them. Well, I mean, you know, any past on them. Nobody knows any of their old friends. Besides the pictures that are given, nobody can ever go dig up any other pictures, like old high school pictures, you know. All the prominent parents that you know, okay? Like Bob McElveen and Donna Marsh and all these people you see on all these shows and all these movies and all these documentaries. And all these, you know, Building 7 commercials and this, that, and the other thing, right? Look into it a little bit, all right? Look into their kids. You're going to find something very odd. I mean, none of them exist. None of them are in the Social Security Death Index. Now, if you think that's not accurate, well, go look up your great-great-grandmother, your great-great-uncle, and your great-great-aunt, and all these people, and you'll see that they all come up. They all come right up. I have too, to the SSDI. I searched like 25 names, and one name came up. I can't even remember which name it was right now, but one name came up out of 25 names that I looked at. It's all bullcrap. The whole thing. I'm glad you're still around. I was just kind of going over everything I talked about last week, just kind of quickly. I'm not going to, you know, get back into proving everything, but I'm just telling everybody, you know, briefly what we talked about, and, you know, anybody that wants to go listen to it after can. And just the whole thing. The whole thing was a movie. All this has happened now. All this stuff that's going on in this country, not everything, but this sure kicked the police state into high gear. This sure kicked, you know, the wars, it started off the wars, and that's what's able to, you know, get people to kind of just go along with it and not be so strongly opposed to it, because they all think we were attacked on this day, and they think all these people died. And it's all bullcrap, man. None of these people died. All these people screaming all this crap that they did this on that day and they did that. Sorry, they're liars. You can tell them I said it. They're liars. Now, there might be some real family members, okay, that think they lost somebody because maybe, you know, their family was a little separated and maybe, you know, that person's not around anymore. So maybe they really do think they lost an uncle or something. But yeah, exactly. And that's the thing with all the money. I mean, there was $40 billion in the two funds between the Victim Compensation Fund and the Business Fund. And they could have easily, we're not even talking a million, they could have thrown $20 million at somebody if they wanted to. Go start a new life. Don't ever talk about this or you're not going to get the rest of the money. Easily. And with the money, the way I did the math, I mean, they could have paid 800 actors, okay? 800 actors. And obviously these actors aren't going to be big name actors because they can't be because people will recognize them. So these aren't people that have made millions of dollars. So you could pay 800 actors $1 million a year for 50 years to play the 9/11 role and never be in anything else. And it'd be nothing. Nobody would ever miss the money. And that's what they did. And then you got to think about all the fake foundations. Where's that money going? Is that money going to pay these actors? Maybe some of it is. Where's the rest of it going? It's not going to these families that you think it's going to. So if you've donated money to like 9/11 children or anything, I mean, you've been had. You've been had. And this is kind of just coming to light lately in the last few months. A few people have dug this up, you know, maybe 8, 9, 10 months, maybe close to a year ago. And not too many people in the truth movement know it, first of all. Not too many of them are willing to accept it. I just got chewed out by somebody just a few minutes ago that told me, you know, how disrespectful it was because she knew a girl who had an aunt that died in there. And it, you know, that's always the case, right, Justin? It's always somebody knew somebody that knew somebody else. It's never like a direct thing. So, now, for anybody that missed that, okay, I have the archive up. It's on my website, therealnewsonline.com. Okay? It's easy to remember if you want to write it down, therealnewsonline.com. When you go there, you'll see the radio archive. I got the whole informed schedule there for the rest of the hosts too, so you can see when everybody's up. And my radio archives are right there, and you'll see it says 9/11 special. It's right near the top, if not at the top. It's 2 parts, 2 hours. And we go over all this. So anybody out there that thinks this is crazy, you know, and I didn't want to do another show on it. I'm not going to do this whole show about it. I already wasted 20 minutes. It's not wasted. I mean, this is important stuff. You know, you really can't even do it justice with just the 2 hours. You kind of do have to touch on more of it. And I kind of did kind of just barely squeeze it in those 2 hours that I had. So, you know, there are a couple of things to touch about it. Now, if anybody wants to call in, and talk about any of this, our phone number is 772-905-3018, okay? Or you can call in on Skype. You can just click it on the browser, whatever you want to do. There's a lot of ways to get through. And, you know, if you have any questions about any of this or you feel that I'm way off base and you want to call me out, by all means, try and call me out. But you better come with some facts because I'm not just making this stuff up, okay? I'm going to show you pictures and videos and documents like occupancy reports and pictures of the elevators where the keys don't go there and diagrams that these people drew on the 91st floor showing you the internal columns of the building in a building that's supposed to be finished. I mean, come on. How could they see that? And that's the type of stuff that they drew. They even drew what they did. What they were there for is to remove a window on the 91st floor and put a balcony out it, okay? And they would go out there naked at 6 in the friggin' morning, and they would wave like a towel. They would wave a towel, or they would wave a shirt, and the helicopter would come by and film them, man. Isn't that ridiculous for art students? What type of budget is that? And if you saw the drawings, you'd laugh, because I can't draw for crap, all right? And these drawings were, they were awful. Okay, I could have drew them with my left hand. These guys weren't art students. And I actually made a mistake last week. I said Israeli art students. It's actually, they were Vienna art students. I actually had that part of it wrong, but that was the only part. Just the nationality there. I want to just make sure I correct that now while we're on the air. Yeah, so, you know, I know it's hard to take in, and we've heard so many 9/11 theories and stories, and basically, you have all come to accept the second official story. And that story is really the second official story in every sense of the word, because that story has been put forth by the people that did this. It's not, I guess it is a crime. The people that did this crime, they're the ones that actually put forth the second story. They're the ones that put forth the truth movement, okay? The whole thing is a fraud. And they had this planned out as early as 1972 when the towers went up. And I'm sure it was planned before then. I mean, the towers didn't just go up overnight. I mean, they thought about it, planned it. It takes a little time, right? They probably thought about it a couple years before that. So, you know, it was a 30-year illusion. Now, anybody out there, you know, that's saying, come on, man, everybody knows how busy those buildings were. There were 50,000 people in those buildings. No, the hell they were not, okay? For you people that think that, I'm going to tell you something about clever. You know how clever these guys are? What they did, right? They built the subway into the basement that brings 400,000 people a day. And then they put an observation deck in the windows of the World Restaurant at the top of the towers, right? And what does that do? Brings traffic up and down, in and out, right? And what time is the subway traffic? The same time that an office building's foot traffic would be, isn't it? Wouldn't the people be coming in and out at the same time and all throughout the day, but rush hour at the same time? Man, that would look just like it, wouldn't it? And that's what they did. They faked it with the subway. On 9/11, nobody was in there. They told the windows of the world and not to come in. They closed the observation deck, and they closed the subway. Nobody was in there. Nobody died. And all those people are actors. And I know it sounds crazy. It really does sound crazy. But if it wasn't true, they wouldn't be faking stuff. They wouldn't be faking the jumpers, which is absolutely proven. They would not be faking deaths, okay? We brought forth some great stuff last week, and you can still see these pictures. They're up on that website I just gave you. There's another page that says to show informed listeners, so we can do a little interactive stuff. I can show you guys some pictures and stuff. And that's what we did last week, and they're still up there. Go look at these pictures. Go look at the Photoshop. when you edit a picture, okay, it leaves what's called EXIF data, EXIF. And even if you change the contrast, put a caption, whatever, it puts a new date on the picture, no matter what you do, okay? Well, there's these pictures in there of these prominent 9/11 people that you know, like Todd Beamer, Mark Bingham, remember these people? Okay? Well, their pictures will say last edited. Mark Bingham, for instance, says 8/30/2001, which is 2 weeks before 9/11, maybe like 13 days before 9/11, okay? No, nothing wrong with that. Yeah, he has a picture that was taken before 9/11, so what? So what? They edited before 9/11. So what? His friggin' obituary's in it, man. Come on. His obituary's in there. And the picture was last edited 2 weeks before the thing even happened. They got the flight numbers he's going to die on and everything. There's even people that were done 6 months ahead of time. Okay? 6 months ahead of time. I didn't mean to keep going on to all the whole show about this, guys, but I'm sure about this now. I mean, I've been looking into this really, really, really hard for a while now. And I know a lot of people say that. But I mean, I really have all day. That's what I do, is I study this damn thing, okay? I wouldn't just say this, especially walking on ground like this is so dangerous, talking about people aren't dead, they're liars. I'm calling all these people liars, you understand that? You think I would just go out on a limb and say that? I could destroy my reputation. I'll put it all out on the table right now. You tell them to bring it, all right? Because they're all full of crap, all of them. All of them, all right? You tell them. It's all bull crap. All of it. The whole truth movement. The whole thing was set up by the government. The whole thing. Okay? Alex Jones, Jason Burmes, Luke Radowski. They're all frauds. Sorry, they are. And if we can get into specifics, we will. All right? And I can tell you specifically that I've looked into all of these people. And it's more than me just saying that they're frauds because they don't they disagree with my views. That's not it. I don't do that. Somebody disagree, especially with a view like this. You think I'm going to call somebody a fraud because they don't agree with me that the freaking towers were hollow and nobody died? No. All right? That's, it does sound wild and out there. Man, go to the website. Go to the website I gave you, therealnewsonline.com. Go and look at the pictures of the hollow towers, okay? You'll see it. You can see right through the building, guys. All right? Now, for anybody that says, well, that's right when the tower was built, they weren't done. Well, look at the other picture. 6 years later, people are already in there, registered on all those floors, guys. All those floors supposedly have companies on them. You can see right through. And the only thing you don't see is, like, through the bottom half. And the reason you don't see through the bottom half, it's only because they put up friggin' shutters. They put shutters and blocked the light. It's that simple. That's all they did. Now, not only were there not floors in the impact zone, right? And we talked about this. On 9/11, you saw these specials, all right? You saw these specials on TV where these people are the heroes of the 88th floor. They saw the plane coming, yada, yada, yada. Bull crap. You saw the plane coming? There's not even an 88th floor to stand on, okay? There's not an elevator stop for the 88th floor, all right? It's absurd to think thousands of people worked on floors in the 20th century in a high-rise building and they didn't get there by a friggin' elevator, okay? I'm not buying that. Are you guys buying that? I'm not buying that. It's bullcrap, all right? Cantor Fitzgerald and Marsh McLennan were supposedly occupying floors that did not exist. They're not the only two companies, okay? There's so much to look into this, and I just haven't had the time yet to get into all the other companies, and believe me, I'm going to. That's one of the very next things. You know, I'm looking into all of this. I want to know everything. You know? I'm going to look into more victims. I'm going to look at more photos. I'm going to look at more memorials. You know what they're doing, guys? They're going to the memorials right now, and they're taking down all the pictures. They're taking down all the pictures because they know people are going around and looking at the EXIF data and getting the dates out of it. Okay? We need to look into all of this stuff. And now because this stuff has been brought forth, we can all start over. If you're a serious 9/11 researcher and you're not bought off or you're not a shill or something, you have to take this information seriously. Even if you don't believe me right now, you better look into it because you know there's something to it. I'm not just making this up. You think I could make this up? Look into it. Read the paper I wrote on it, all right? Listen to last week's radio show, all right? You got to get this information. We got to start our 9/11 investigation, though, from scratch, man. We got to know about all of this, okay? Nobody died that day. It's all bullcrap. Let me make a couple other points, right? Did you ever see the real estate go up? When those towers were built, I mean, the real estate go down because now there's all this office space? No, the real estate price stayed the same. They weren't renting out that space, okay? Tons of stuff. Now, what about the debris, guys? Well, yeah, we already touched on the debris. Jesus, I don't want to go over the same thing. Sometimes I rehash a few things. The thing with the debris is ridiculous. Now, what about the cars, guys? The cars on 9/11. Do you remember hearing the story about the 1,400 cars and they were burnt up? And then some people, like Dr. Judy Wood, would say, oh, that's a directed energy weapon. That's why it happened. And, you know, people have all types of stories. Go examine the pictures, okay? The real researchers are starting to know now because they're digging and digging and digging. And when you start to dig into the pictures, guess what? The cars don't have no license plates. None of them. None of them, because they're all props. They're movie props, no license plates. You get it? Then you start looking at more pictures. Now, besides the firefighters themselves being photoshopped, okay, the supposed dead ones, we have the ones that, you know, you see walking around on video, right? And the ones on the scene, ground zero. Well, go look at the pictures more carefully. You will see so much photoshopping going on.
It's absolutely ridiculous. You see a guy walking through a fire, all right? He's not even looking down. Like, he doesn't even realize he's walking through a fire. There's another group of guys that are like a group of soldiers, and you can see that they were just cut and pasted on there, man. You can see it. There's like smoke in front of one guy's face that doesn't belong there. There's this glow of sunlight that doesn't even belong there at all. And then the other thing, right? These guys are sloppy. These people that did this had a great plan. They really did. Great plan. Think about the plan, man. Build these empty towers and knock them down and fake killing all these people. And, you know, it's an evil plan. And, you know, go kill all these people overseas. That's what you guys got to remember, too. Even though this is fake and it's a movie, right? Think about the consequences. They're still the same. Besides the people being dead and those families being, you know, hurt really bad. Think about everything else is the same, man. We're over there bombing all these countries, killing 1.5 million people over there. For what? They didn't friggin' do nothing to us, man. They didn't do nothing. And because 9/11, then we go into Iraq, nobody says nothing. And, we got to go in there because of, they got nukes, yada, yada, yada. They knew they didn't have them, first of all, okay? Let's not bullshit ourselves. Everybody knows Saddam didn't have the nukes they say he had, okay? Then, all right, then, you know what we're doing over there, guys? We're using depleted uranium, okay? Now, I didn't really know what this was not that long ago, okay? Then I looked into it. You know what depleted uranium is? It's basically nuclear weapons on a small scale, and it's like pressed, you know, it's pressed into the shells of the weapons. So when our soldiers fire these weapons or load their guns, they're actually breathing in radiation. They're breathing in particles of uranium, and they're coming home all screwed up. Like 3 out of 5 of them are having all types of issues from this, okay? Yeah, and we're radiating the battlefield in a war that we started because they had nuclear weapons. Doesn't that make sense? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Unbelievable. And a lot of people out there, man, I'm hoping most of you do by now, but a lot of people out there don't realize about the rights that we've lost and what it used to mean to be an American. What it used to mean to be an American is we had all these great freedoms and liberties. And you know what? Maybe we never did and we just thought we did, all right? At this point, I don't even know. But I'm telling you right now, it's a scary thing. It's a scary thing being in this truth business. It really is. You don't know what's going to happen. And I'm not trying to say that anybody's going to come kill me or kill any one of us or anything like that. I'm just saying people attack you and people try and discredit your character and call you crazy and call you anti-American. Dude, all we're trying to do is tell the truth, man. That's all I'm trying to do. Now, there's some people out there in the truth community, and there's probably a lot of them that don't agree with what I'm saying. But if they're honestly one of the good people, all right, if they're honestly one of the good people, they're going to look into this, okay? And I'm going to guarantee you, 100% of them, after putting a good amount of research, all right? I don't expect somebody to believe it in 2 hours, all right? And for the people that, some people message me on YouTube today, I try to tell them, and then they're like, okay, so to sum it up, you know, just tell me that. No, there is no summing it up, man. You can't sum it up. You're going to sum it up I'm going to sum up in a paragraph everything you saw about 9/11 is a lie. And then when you learned that that was all a lie, everything the truth movement told you was a lie, and everything was all this and that, and it was a movie, and you want me to tell you that in an email? Come on, man. You got to put some time into it, too. All right? You for real, dude. And I'll set you guys up with the exact stuff you need to see. So you don't have to fish around and dig and go look at theories you know are wrong just to see little pieces of evidence that you wouldn't have seen that lead you into different directions, to see other little pieces of evidence that you wouldn't have seen, to see people that are protecting other people, and then you look into different people, and it's a crazy game you got to play to get to this information. It's like peeling back an onion. There's lies upon lies upon lies upon lies upon lies, all right? Yeah, and exactly. Lazy-ass people. Somebody wrote in the chat, lazy-ass people say, sum it up for me, please. Exactly. You want me to sum this up for you? Come on, what do you want, a coloring book? Give me a break, man. You got to do some reading, all right? I don't expect you to believe me right away. But after you put in a good week's worth of it, and you look at the stuff I'm telling you, oh, you're going to believe me. You really are. I mean, there's no other way around it. I'm going to tell you, there's like mounds and mounds and mounds of evidence, way more of this than you've ever seen of any thermite. What have you seen of thermite, huh? What have you seen of thermite at the World Trade Center besides a couple pictures they showed you of some glowing friggin' metal and Dr. Stephen Jones' word? What have you seen? It's a friggin' joke, man. It's a joke. Think about it. Why was there no debris? I'm telling you, it wasn't there. It wasn't there at noontime. It was gone, all right? I learned that by looking into Judy Wood. Even though I knew her theory was out there, she had some pictures that nobody else had from Ground Zero at noontime. Where's the debris? It's not there. There should be miles of carpet, miles of phone cord. It's not there. They tell you everybody turned to dust. That doesn't happen, all right? All these things that never happened in history, they're telling you happen, and we're the crazy ones, okay? Now, the people that say that's crazy, the towers were hollow, let me ask you this, and I want everybody to answer me right now. Let me ask you this. What's crazier, me telling you it was all a friggin' movie and they faked it, or the fact that George Bush conspired with Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and Larry Silverstein to murder a bunch of people that they knew that were probably their business partners and their golf partners and they knew their families and they conspired to murder all those people just to make a bunch of money when they're already rich? You tell me what's crazier, huh? I'll tell you which one sounds crazier. Not the one about the hollow towers. They did a hell of a job hiding it. They did a hell of a job hiding this thing, didn't they? And they hid it for 30 years, and nobody knew, okay? Nobody knew about this. It's unbelievable. The people that dug this up, you did some great research. Some great research. Anybody that wants to look deep into this, I got to suggest you guys check out letsrollforums.com. The stuff they got over there on this, you can dig into so much of it. You can dig into the firefighters. You can dig into everything. I mean, this is just so much resource of information right there. But for right now, for those that want to see, and get their quick fix, go to my website, therealnewsonline.com. Look at the stuff I put there for the informed listeners. I made a little page for you guys, okay? Look at the pictures, man. You'll see. Look at the videos at the top, okay? Watch the videos. Watch how they Photoshop these people and fake them. Now, this answers so many questions, guys, about that were unanswered about 9/11 previously. Like, how could they keep this quiet? Well, because nobody died. Think about it. It's a lot easier to keep quiet, isn't it? If you get all these military people lined up and you tell them, listen, we're going to do this, but nobody's going to die, and then we're going to invade these countries, right? Even though I think that's screwed up and you think that's screwed up. And you know what? 80 to 90%, if not higher, of those military types are going to say, okay, let's go along with it, right? Aren't they? Most of them? And that's why nobody's come out about it. It was a movie. Americans didn't die, and it is wrong. And people should still come out. And that's what we need. I think what we need to do is start identifying these actors, okay? And we need to start putting the pressure on these people. We need to really put the pressure on these people and make their life a living hell until they come out, okay? That's what we need to do. And we need to get the rest of the story, right? There's still more to find out about it. There is. But, I mean, most of it's out there now. It's out there. I'm not making up this crazy 9/11 story to get people to listen to me on the radio. I'm doing this because this is the truth, and this story needs to get out. You guys need to know this. I mean, this is crazy stuff, right? This is no joke. And anybody out there that just smirk and laugh it off, well, then you're an idiot and you're ignorant, all right? If you're just going to smirk and laugh it off, yeah, that's right. I said you're an ignorant and ignorant person, and I don't like insulting people on the radio, but I'm just sick of that attitude, all right? If you're so smart, then why don't you tell us what happened, huh? Well, three buildings turned to dust from two airplanes? Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's what the geniuses say, huh? The smart people? Give me a break, man. This thing was a movie, all right? And this isn't the only time, all right? Now, I don't have enough proof on some other times, but there's been other times that they've done this. And we're going to talk about those in the future because, it's going to come up, all right? This wasn't the only time, but this is the main time. This is the biggest snow job ever, man. They look what they did, man. Look what they did. They faked all this, all these people, all these memorials, all this bullcrap all the time. And look at all these people that are sad. You know what I mean? We're all sad from this. They use our emotions against us to do whatever they want. Whatever they want. You know what I mean? Think about it now. Think about it.
Doesn't it make more sense that they would fake this? If they could fake this and still get their agenda across, why kill 3,000 Americans and have 100,000 Americans coming after you because their family members are dead? Why do that? You know what I mean? I understand they're crooked people. But I mean, isn't that going just to the next level? And we all believe they did. And then, well, okay, well, if they did, then why, if they set up the truth movement, well, why would the truth movement point the finger at them and say, oh, bomb this, bomb that, explosion this, explosion that? Well, look how distracted it kept you, right? And what's it ever going to do? Even if you bring it to court, you'll never prove that it happened because that's not what happened. You can't prove they blew anything up because they didn't. I mean, they took the building down, however they take a building down, but they didn't kill all those people. So you'll never prove that part of it. So they don't care. They just keep you running in circles, arguing with each other over who did it. Nobody even looked to see if it happened. The thing never even happened. Okay? Just about everything you saw that day on TV was fake. All right? Just about everything. Not everything, but almost everything you saw. All right? Most of the scenery you saw in New York was fake. All right? A lot of the crowds. Go look at some of the crowd scenes. You'll see a lot of strange things. You'll see people, you know, running through other people like ghosts. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. You know what? I got 20 minutes left. I need to get into some other stuff. For anybody that missed it and you know, doesn't believe the things I'm saying, go listen to last week's show, okay? It's on the website. I'll give the link again after. I don't want to keep plugging the damn website. I'll do it again at the end of the show. The other thing I wanted to get into tonight is a very important thing. And, well, I want to talk a little bit about vaccines, all right? Vaccines are being advertised everywhere now. Everywhere you go, you see a sign in front of CVS, Walgreens. You know, you see it everywhere around here. Walmart, I think, even has them. And nobody ever wants to tell you about the dangers of the vaccines. And this is something you guys need to know. This isn't some bullcrap, all right? There right now are over 83 cases, okay, of, you know, malpractice type suits against the government for autism being caused by the vaccines, okay? That's just autism. That's not counting, you know, all the brain damage and seizure cases, because there's a lot of them. There are a lot of them. Now, to this day, our government's been denying this. Our government has been denying the link to autism. They've been denying it to the point where they've actually made up new conditions that don't exist to say that that's what the child has instead of saying that they have autism. I swear to God they do this. Now, first of all, before we even go down this whole road about what these things do, actually, before we get into all of that, right? Let's just talk about what they don't do. What they don't do is work. Now, if these vaccines worked, okay, they would build up antibodies in your system and you would become immune to whatever they're for. You wouldn't need to take them over and over and over and over again. It's just an absolute farce. It doesn't make any sense at all. Just think about it. It doesn't make any scientific sense at all that you would need to take them over and over and over again. And honestly, you're just better off getting sick and get letting it go and doing it naturally and getting rid of it and getting rid of the whole worry about the vaccines, you know? Well, what a lot of people don't realize is these vaccines are actually, you know, they actually use very, very, very dangerous and deadly additives, okay? We're talking about mercury, Thermosil. You know, this stuff is deadly. It can kill you, all right? And if it doesn't kill you, it's causing brain damage. It's causing brain damage and seizures, and it's causing autism. There was this one woman, okay? There was this one woman whose kid got autism, and she was determined she was not going to let her second kid, not going to let her second kid go through with that. And they ended up ripping her kid from her arms, giving her kid the vaccines. And sure enough, like 2 weeks later, you know what happened? Kid got autism. Yep. Just like the rest of them. The kid got autism. And they'll deny it till they're blue in the face. They've been denying it for over 20 years. Right now, right? There's 5,000
cases of pending right now for autism against the government in vaccine court. Okay? They actually have a court for this. Okay? This is such a common thing. They have their own court. All right? They have their own court. It's called vaccine court. It's, I think the acronym is like, yeah, it's the VICP. That's what they call it. It's the vaccine court, and it's just for that. Guys, I'm hearing somebody else's mic. You're live. Alan, your mic's showing up. Mute it, please.
You have a caller,
Brian. Oh, I do? Okay. I didn't know.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you doing? Thank you. What would you like to talk about?
I'd like to talk about some of the things you were just talking about.
Sure.
The higher powers, okay?
All right, sure.